All right, if you want to pull out a map of the world today and look at the center of it, you're going to see a little nation about the size of New Jersey with a population of like 6 million people right there smack dab in the middle of the globe. And that's kind of symbolic, because a lot of what happens in the world today revolves around what happens geopolitically as a reference point to what we know to be the state of Israel. God promised Israel they were going to be a nation way back with Abram, who later became known as Abraham. He promised him that, and it came to pass, prophecy number one. Prophecy number two, Israel would be and receive the retribution of the nations. In other words, they would go through afflictions, they would go through tragedies, they would go through horrible events for their disobedience or their moving in and away from God. And God was going to use this group of people over time to display his glory and to make himself known through this people group we know as the Israelites. Well, they did receive prophecy fulfilled. They received the retribution of the nations. Antiochus Epiphanes IV attacked the Jews in the first century. You have the Roman oppression, the Assyrians, you have the Babylonians, you have the Holocaust, where 70% of all Jews were annihilated in the Holocaust, as were homosexuals, as were African-Americans or Africans. There were all groups of people, but the Jews, 70% of them were annihilated in World War II. Iran hates the Jews. Iraq hates the Jews. Jordan gets along at time. Egypt is attacked in Syria, Lebanon, Turkey, you name it. Everybody hates the Jews. That's all prophesied, fulfilled. It also said that they would be scattered, but they would return to their land. They would reestablish their land. What does this mean? Well, they actually reestablished their land in May 14th, 1948. After World War II, when the British controlled the area, there was a plan put together called the Partition Plan, where the Arabs would have their certain land, and the Jews would have their land called Israel, and they would live next to one another, and that's the way it would be. Israel accepted a partition plan. The Arabs in the area neglected the partition plan. And as a result, Israel, with the help of the UN, became its own nation state on May 14th, 1948, in a library in Tel Aviv, when a man by the name of David Ben-Gurion, the prime minister, signed that declaration, as did Harry Truman and others around the world. The day that they signed their Declaration of Independence, they were attacked by five nations. Now, they were young. They were in their infancy. They were like a nation of 600,000 settlers. They had little to no military, but through God's divine providence, they were sustained in an attack of five nations, and they won that war. Amazing. So not only would they be prophesied to reestablish the land that God promised Abraham, they actually were also prophesied to repopulate that land. So in 1948, they had 600,000 settlers. Today, they have 6 million. Just as recent as last week, the prime minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu, has called for even more Jews around the world to return to their homeland, Israel. Listen, no ancient civilization or any civilization scattered around the world ever survives. They never survive their faith, their sense of family, their sense of purpose, their sense of community. And they breed with other nations and other people groups, and they're diluted. The Jews are an exception to that rule. They actually were scattered to the four corners of the earth, and as was prophesied in the Old Testament, they've repopulated their land, and they've actually preserved their faith, their integrity, their purpose, and their relationship with God. Not only would they repopulate the land, reestablish the land, they would repurpose the land. When the Jews came back to that area that we know today as Israel, they came back to a malaria-infested swampland and desert land with no crops, no fruit trees, no vegetables, nothing, no color. In fact, Mark Twain went to Israel in the 1850s and was sorely disappointed for its lifelessness, lack of color, lack of vibrancy, lack of life. It was basically a desert land that nobody wanted. Well, the Jews are interesting, for whenever they populate Israel, historically, Israel thrives. When the Jews are scattered, the land withers. And with the resurgence of Jews back into Israel and having worked the land and the technology they use and the blessing of God, they now export fruit and vegetables around the world and also meet their own personal needs. You look at the Sharon Valley, the Jezreel Valley, they're fertile plains, rich harvest of crops, of wheat and fruits and vegetables. The other thing that's been prophesied in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 6 about Israel is that they would revive their own language, this pure language that they had. Again, no nation scattered around the earth has ever had its own language preserved. Hebrew now is the official language of Israel. It is both spoken and written, preserved only by the rabbis throughout history. But the language is back. They even had to come up with words in Hebrew for the latest technological advancements that no longer existed when Hebrew was first adopted as a language. So all of those things have happened. They received the promise. They received the retribution of the nations. They repopulated the land. They reestablished the land. They repurposed the land. And they revived the language. All of those things were prophesied in the Bible, and all of those things have come to pass in the nation of Israel. And this is yet another reason why you watch Israel today and how the nations interact with her, you get the idea that with all of those prophecies fulfilled, we're moving pretty close to the end of days. Interesting.